You're still trying to argue lie, and
well,
I know you have to, but I understand the position you're in, and I don't mean to express my frustration with you, but I don't understand why this rejection wasn't just straight made on Lemoyne. You could have made it on Lemoyne and nothing else, and you could have just said the only thing missing, am I right, the only thing missing is the back piece of plastic that turns it from a U into a square or a ring.
I think that's accurate, Your Honor. Well, I mean, I think that's pretty close, that the back piece...
What else is missing from the claim?
I mean, I'm not sure that Lemoyne teaches all of the vertical adjustability features of the lie reference, if you look at...
But wait, but that's not part of the claim. Well, vertical adjustability is not part of the claim.
It does say... I believe the claim does mention the ability to adjust it. I think that that is an aspect of the claim. So it could be that that's the reason why the examiner did need to go look for the reference. And really... you're right. Here I am trying to defend that rejection, which we've already said we think is not the strongest rejection. But the bottom line, as Judge Rayner pointed out, that's the rejection that this court is reviewing.
So why don't you sometimes take things like this and go back? Go back to the board. Go back to the examiner and say, make the right rejection and bring it up on appeal. Because you know what's unfair? What's unfair is he had to spend all his brief arguing why this is not a good rejection. And so you caused a lot of unnecessary expense to the process.
I think we do take cases back, Your Honor. But in this case, although we could have made a stronger rejection, softer on a rejection, all rejections aren't perfect. The question is, are they sufficient to show that this claim is unpatentable? And we believe it is, and that's why we're here defending it today.
You think it's probably unpatentable over Lemoyne, and adding lie is just surplusage, sounds like.
I think that either rejection, that's a hypothetical rejection that's not here today, and that could have been made, yes. But I also believe that this rejection is sustainable as well. However, I mean, if the court doesn't agree with us, we are faced with that. But we do take cases back if we think we can't defend it. We believe this is defensible. We don't say it's the strongest possible rejection. We think there are other rejections that are stronger, but we do believe it's defensible. And if we look at the examiner's findings,